micro-podcasts from Films from the Future. Over time, the complex relationship between the Earth's changing climate and the forces of evolution has led to a deep symbiosis between how living organisms impact the Earth and how this in turn impacts them. Amazingly, over geological timescales, life has crafted the Earth we live on as much as Earth has molded the life it harbours. This symbiosis formed the basis of the Gaia hypothesis developed by scientists James Lovelock and Lynn Margulis in the 1970s. And while a lot of pseudo-scientific mythology has since grown up around the idea of planet Earth being a living organism, there are deep evidence-based reasons to approach the Earth as a complex system of organic and inorganic matter that, together, are responsible for a shifting and evolving environment. If we were an alien race observing the Earth from some distant solar system, we'd see a planet where the atmosphere, the oceans, the land, and the organisms that are part of them are constantly changing and shifting. We'd see a rolling history of different species arising to dominance, then fading as others arose that were better fitted for a changing world. We'd see humans as the latest manifestation of this deep relationship between the planet and the life in and on it. And we'd probably assume that this species would also be superseded at some point, not necessarily by a more intelligent one, but by one that was simply better adapted for thriving in a post-human world. With the clarity that comes from time and distance, we'd recognize that humans are just one small cog in a much larger planetary scale machine, albeit a cog that has an outsized opinion of itself. In recent years, a quite compelling analogy for this deep interconnection between the environment and the organisms that are part of it has come out of the field of microbiology. For decades now, scientists have realized that our bodies contain trillions of microbes. In fact, a popular myth has arisen that our microbes outnumber our human cells 10 to 1, meaning that despite any beliefs to the contrary, each of us is more non-human than we are human. This number doesn't hold up to scientific scrutiny, as how much of each of us is made up of microbes varies quite considerably. But that's not the interesting bit of this story. What is, and the piece that's shaking up our understanding of our biology, is that we are deeply interdependent on the microbes that live on and in us, so much so that there's emerging evidence that our gut microbes can actually influence how we think and feel. This is where a useful analogy can begin to be drawn between the human microbiome and planet Earth. Not so long ago, we thought of ourselves as complete and independent entities with minds and wills of our own, but we're now learning that what we think of as me is a complex collection of non-human microbes and human cells that together make up a living, thinking organism. We are, in fact, a product of our microbes and they of us. In the same way, we're beginning to understand just how symbiotic the Earth's organisms are to the planet. Just as our microbiome is an integral part of who we are, we're discovering that we cannot separate the physical Earth, its rocks, soils, oceans, rivers, even its atmosphere, from the flora and fauna that inhabit it, including humans. This perspective radically changes how we think of ourselves and our actions in relation to the planet. Through it, we can no longer assume that the environment is something to be utilized or even something to be looked after, as both assume we are somehow separate from it. Rather, it's increasingly clear that we are both a product of our environment and deeply enmeshed in its future. In other words, what we do has a profound impact on how the world changes and how this, in turn, will change us. This interdependence between us and the environment we live in has accelerated substantially over the past two centuries. A few thousand years and more ago, humans were something of a bit player as far as planetary dynamics went. We were insignificant enough that we could live our lives without bringing about too much change, although with hindsight it's possible to see how early environmental abuse set us on a pathway towards local flooding, famines, and the formation of deserts. Yet over the past 200 years, there's been a dramatic change. Global population has risen to the point where the environment can no longer absorb our presence and our effluent without being substantially altered by it. Human profligacy is now a major factor in determining how we impact the environment, as we saw in Chapter 11 and Inferno. But there's another equally important trend that is radically changing our relationship with planet Earth, and that is the increasing impacts of technological innovation. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.